wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. Kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven here and now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. Continuing with this Sunday school lesson titled Fasting and Praying. As we continue, we want to give examination to the state of the world, the state of the world system. We want to talk to governments. We want to talk to presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens, heads of state. We want to talk to religious leaders and political leaders. We want to talk to ourselves. Fasting and praying is what we all need today. Meaning, refrain from setting up a system that destroys the people, that causes the people to subsist rather than exist on a high, thriving level. We have this system that causes subsistence, people barely getting by. So we're going to continue in verse 22 of chapter 8 of Ezra. The number 8 in Africa is a number of new beginning. You see two circles, meaning double eternity. We want a new beginning based on the eternal reality and principles of life and existence for all. Yahweh Yahovah. Verse 22, Ezra, the helper, in a time of desperate need, says, "For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way." Sisters and brothers, let's The African Hebrew Israelite nation, commissioned by the king of Persia to rebuild Jerusalem, the temple. We say this is symbolic of our work to rebuild each other, the poor working class masses of the people, the oppressed proletariat masses of the earth. We are the true temples, synagogues, cathedrals, mosques that are in need of rebuilding. We have been destroyed. Many of us, too many of us, most of us are subsisting dollar a day, less than a dollar a day. Women having to travel and traverse miles just to obtain water for the day. Children starving, people not able to eat. So the fasting and the praying is to identify with our sisters and brothers of the human family, the poor working class masses of the people of the earth who are subsisting, barely getting by. So the king apparently offered soldiers to protect the African Hebrew Israelite nation from the enemies that would block the rebuilding of what we would call the physical temple, but all of that is symbolic. Let's go over this. "For I was ashamed." 954, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Boosh. To put to shame, to be ashamed, to be disconcerted, to be disappointed, feel ashamed, to be ashamed before one another. So something is causing, a thought is causing Ezra to be ashamed. He said, "I was ashamed to require." 7592, Sha'al, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a verb. To inquire, borrow, beg, ask, ask for, borrow, inquire, consult, says of a deity or an oracle. To seek, ask for one's self, to practice beggary, to inquire carefully, to grant, to make over to, let one ask successfully, or give or lend on request, grant or make over to be given in request. So there was a request that Ezra had in mind that was causing him to be ashamed of such thought about a request that he could have made to the king. The word king, 4428, Melek or Melek, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it means king, but the root is 4427, and it means king or queen. Malak, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, no king without a queen. It means counsel, advise. So the king could have been one to give counsel to do something. But Ezra's saying, I don't want to make this request. It's making me ashamed. What is the request? A band of soldiers. 2428. Kayil, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a masculine noun. This word means strength, might, efficiency, wealth, army, strength, ability, wealth, force, army. So, Ezra could have requested that the king of Persia, I believe is Darius, would send an army of soldiers to help in the rebuilding of the temple and protect the African Hebrew Israelite nation from their enemies. And the word horseman, parash, 6571, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, a horse, a steed, a war horse, a horseman. And he could have requested band of soldiers, an army of horsemen and horsemen, war horses, to help us against the enemy. So help is 5826, azar, and that's the word that is the root of Ezra. Azar, to help, to succor, to support, to help, be helped. So succor has to do with you're in a desperate situation and you are in need of help. But Ezra is saying that this request would bring shame on me, so I won't make this request. To help us against the enemy, 341. The word enemy is enemy, a personal enemy, or a national enemy. This is Oyav, 341, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. So this word causes us to understand politics. Personal politics and national politics. When a nation wants to rise up and follow the dictates of the Most High, Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence for all, you see that that nation is attacked. Recall the period of time in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, and the Caribbean after the Ban Dung Conference of 1955, that conference that facilitated the meeting of Africans and Asians, and I believe also Central and South Americans, the oppressed peoples of the earth, Adam Clayton Powell also attended. And so you saw the oppressed masses of the people of the earth meeting in Bandung, Indonesia, to agree to work together independently and interdependently to overthrow the systems of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. That system coming out of Europe and the nations of Europe and the powers of Europe and the rulers and leadership of Europe under the guise of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, this rotten system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. What happened? You saw an enemy rise up, and enemies rise up out of Europe, Israel, and America to fight the move against colonialism, because the European nations, Britain, France, Spain, Portugal, etc., and Israel and the United States of North America are under the control of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, and they all thrive on colonialism, slavery, exploitation. So you saw assassinations of leaders. It's so interesting how the brain works. The leader of Indonesia was either Suharto or Sukarno. I can't remember which one it was. But the leader of Indonesia was, I believe, if not only overthrown and deposed, I believe he was also assassinated. And so after a period of time, another leader, which was either Suharto or Sukarno, I can't remember which one, either Sukarno or Suharto was the leader to fight colonialism in Indonesia. The next fella was the other fella who rose up to take power behind the CIA and behind the colonialist forces that worked to overthrow the righteous leader of Indonesia. And guess whose stepfather was called out of Hawaii to go into Indonesia and help the newly formed CIA government. It was the stepfather of the current president of the United States of North America, Barack Obama. His stepfather was called by the CIA forces to go into Indonesia and help the newly CIA created government of Indonesia that overthrew the man that was fighting colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. So in this scripture, this word causes us to give critical analysis concerning such realities. On a personal level, Dr. King, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Fannie Lou Hamer, Medgar Evers, Ella Baker, all of these individuals who also headed organizations when they began to rise up against colonialism, slavery, and exploitation, you saw a personal enemy rise up. You saw a national enemy rise up against them. The same wicked forces, FBI, CIA, so on and so forth. In Africa, you saw assassinations of Patrice Lumumba and other African leaders that were rising up against colonialism, slavery, exploitation. You saw the same type of wicked action going on in Central and South America. You saw the same type of wicked action going on in Europe when the communist revolution rose up in Russia to overthrow the colonialist forces. Then you saw the capitalist forces moving in. America and other forces moving in to squash the anti-colonialist forces in Russia. So Ezra is saying, I have an enemy, personal and national, rising up. But I do not want to request an army of killers and mercenaries and people who, even though they may have a good motive to protect this tiny nation of revolutionaries, African Hebrew Israelite nation, who and this African Hebrew Israelite nation will rise up to fight colonialism, slavery, and exploitation, but I do not want to see bloodshed. I do not want to see killing. So Ezra is saying this type of request would bring shame to me. And he says, because we had spoken unto the king. So he spoke to the king. 559. Amar, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To say, to speak, to utter, to answer, to say in one's heart, to think, to command, to promise. And so we are going to take on the spirit of Ezra, the spirit of Azar, that helper in a time of desperate need. We are going to call on the African ancestors, the spirit of Africa, the spirit of the original black man and woman of the earth, represented by Azar, Asaru, and Aset, and represented by Heru, the original triune family of the human family. We are going to talk to the presidents and prime ministers. We want to talk to the kings and queens. We want to talk to the puppets of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We even want to speak to the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We want to speak to the religious leaders, the leaders of banking institutions, economic institutions, financial, educational, religious, and governmental institutions. We want to talk even to ourselves. What are you saying, Brother Ezra? What are you saying? He said, he spoke to the king. That word king, Melech, the root word is king and queen. So we're talking to male and female leaders. And he said, spoke unto the king, saying, we're speaking out of our heart, the hand of God is upon them for good that seek him. So we want to speak to ourselves as rising up to build each other, to build the true church, the true temple, the true mosque, the true cathedral, the true synagogue, which is ourselves, as our physical structures house that Christ spirit, that hidden and unseen power molecules. How do you say it? Protons, neutrons, electrons, molecules, and atoms. These make up the energy that is housed by the physical structure that is really the temple and cathedral, mosque, synagogue, and the true church. And the universe is the true church, mosque, cathedral, synagogue, temple. And so we have advice for ourselves that is better than requesting armies and killing machines and war horses. And war horses today would be tanks and planes and helicopters and drones that are able to kill and destroy, drop nuclear bombs and weapons and whatnot. We have better advice than to make a request of the kings and queens of the earth and presidents and prime ministers. We don't want to ask you all to bring in your methodologies of killing. The advice we have is, the hand of God is upon them for good that seek him. We want to seek the Most High. We want to seek Yahweh Yahovah, the principles and characteristics and attributes of life and existence for all. When we seek that reality, there will be no need for armaments, for weapons of destruction, for war horses or tanks or planes or helicopters that drop bombs, drones that drop bombs, killing machines, guns, and all of these armaments that are destructive to the human family. The hand, 3027, Yad, is a feminine noun. Look, this hand is feminine in the African Hebrew and feminine in the European Greek. That word is care, and that word care in the Greek language is one of the etymological root words of Christos, Christ. And then Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, is feminine, a black woman with wings representing truth, justice, and righteousness. So this word hand in the African Hebrew is related to those. And the African Hebrew Israelite scientists and scholars gave us the knowledge and wisdom and understanding in the Greek language so that the Greek poor working class masses would have this knowledge to overthrow and destroy the wicked power of the ruling class and ruling families in Greece. But this word hand in the African Hebrew language means hand of man. So this would be mankind, male, female, masculine, feminine, man and woman. It means strength, power, side of land, a part, a portion. It means technical senses. Technical. I want to hit that word technical. Technical senses. Let me see, sisters and brothers. I love to know the definitions of words. Technical. Relating to a particular subject, art, craft, technical terms, technical skill. So we're talking about science, mechanics, knowledge, technical skill, art. So this type of reality, the hand of God, the technical senses of God. So sign, monument, part, fractional part, share. So these are things that can be done by the hand through technical knowledge, through understanding of mechanics and engineering and science. So all of this reality, the hand of God, and this word hand, once again, is a feminine noun. So we're looking at the sacred feminine and how the African Hebrew Israelite scientists were able to give examination to every portion of creation, even the anatomy of the human being, and ascribe attributes and characteristics based on study of the feminine and based on study of the masculine. So, the hand of God. The word our God is 430. This word is Elohim on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This is a masculine noun, but the definition is plural always and always masculine and feminine. So, rulers, judges, divine ones, angels, gods, goddesses, godlike, goddess-like, special works and possessions of God, the true God and God. So, ordinarily, you would read that as being the Most High, and it is the Most High. But this is the power of the Most High in the spirit world, the angels, masculine and feminine. In the secular world, they would use the word alien or extraterrestrial, but it's the same description, the same reality, two different languages. But not only that, Elohim is also our ancestors, the righteous ancestors, and the spirit world angels, the righteous ones, not the demons, not the devils and the demons, but the righteous spirit world angels, masculine and feminine, and our righteous ancestors, masculine and feminine, are the Elohim. But you and I are also Elohim. Psalm 82, verse 6, ye are all God's children of the Most High. But that word God's is Elohim. That word is also always plural, always masculine and feminine. Properly understood, ye are all God's and goddesses children of the Most High God and the Most High Goddess. So what are we saying? We are saying that it is time that we recognize that all of us are gods and goddesses, and that we must require something of each other. We must look into each other, not see each other as trash, and denigrate each other and slander each other. poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, following the dictates of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, have divided over color, race, ethnicity, religion, politics, territorial regions or territories, denominations, meaning you may be a Muslim, but you may be a Sunni Muslim, Shiite Muslim, Sufi Muslim, various denominations in Islam, Christianity, you may be Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian. All of these are factions and denominations within our religious construct. So we have to rise above all of that and see each other as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. It says works and possessions of God. So as we seek the God and the goddess power in each other, in ourselves, we begin to work the works of the Most High, work the works of the true Most High, Yahweh, Yahovah, life and existence for all. So it says, Ezra says, the hand of our God is upon them for good. We're talking about the power of the Most High in all of the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. We must seek good from each other. Let me see now. The hand of our God, the hand of our God is upon them for good. The phrase upon them for good is 2896. Tov, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Good, pleasant, agreeable, good, excellent, good, rich, valuable in estimation, better, glad, happy, prosperous. Look at how we destroy one another. We must seek good from each other. Further, this means a good thing, benefit, welfare, prosperity, happiness, moral good. Good things, collective, bounty. So, the advice that Ezra is saying to all of us, kings and queens of the earth, presidents, prime ministers, Republicans and Democrats, we do not seek your weapons of warfare and bloodshed to solve any problem on the face of the earth. We, the poor working class masses of the people, we, the oppressed proletariat masses of the people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we must begin to seek the hand of righteousness and goodness from each other and to each other and between each other, that we may treat each other correctly and rightly and righteously, that we will not need any of your weapons of warfare and bloodshed. Why? Because your weapons of warfare and bloodshed only destroy. President Barack Obama, former President George W. Bush, current Senators McCain and other senators who are calling for an escalation of warfare and bloodshed in Syria. Barack Obama willing to use the CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra forces to kill and destroy poor working class sisters and brothers in Syria, as was done in Libya. But Senator McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham want an escalation, want American boots and troops on the ground. We must, as poor working class masses of the people, and it is only poor working class who are sent overseas to kill and destroy sisters and brothers of the human family, we must say no to the kings and queens and say no, we do not need and do not want your weapons of warfare and bloodshed. Let's take our next break. See you on the other side of the break.